Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Gaming Bit Podcast. It's about to start. But before it, we do a bit of housekeeping. If you want to support the show, please visit patreon.com/gamingbit. And you can see the links to all the shows up there as well, like so. Down to yourself. If you like the show, drop us a little support. If not, leave the comment. See what can we improve. Our links are in descriptions. We go live every Saturday around 8:30. And our video appears on Sunday on YouTube as well. And audio on all podcasts available will appear around Sunday evening. Every Sunday evening. So there you go. On Monday morning when you commute, go to school, or babysit, you can listen to us babbling around. Now, thanks very much. See the show for you. Gaming Pit.
Oh, eh?
He loves it, doesn't he?
We have Broomy Gaming,
no.
Sai, Task Force Gaming, and Wallace 666, and myself, the Master of Mayhem. And today we're talking about everything but conspiracies, because today we're talking about something that actually did come true. Something that is true, and the governments were lying to us, or deceiving us, or... Maybe they just
do on a daily basis.
No, they don't. We love government. There's the CIA Tron here somewhere.
Yep.
Right. Oh, we lost that.
You want to? You want to start, Si? You want to start, Si? You have something. Yeah, you have something. Shit. I know that.
Okay. I'm going to start with the Tuskegee syphilis conspiracy.
Fuck me.
All right. So we'll start with a bang.
Oh, so, literally. Hold on a minute, I need to get something up about this. I know what I sound thick.
It's all right. So between 1932 and 1972, the United States government's conducting an experiment where they were injecting poor African-Americans with syphilis without their consent. This went on for about 40 years until someone blew the whistle on them. Everyone responsible paid the price, luckily. No, they didn't really. They turned into health advisors for the president. So they all got busted after 40 years of doing this. And basically, they got promoted to, like, Obama healthcare and all this stuff. So that instead of going to prison and shit like that. So this was just a conspiracy back in the day. So obviously, 1932 or whatever, there was poor African-Americans on the street, illiterate people as well. So they couldn't sign anything because they couldn't read anyway. So there was no consent. There was nothing like that. And they were just performing these healthcare appointments and just injecting them with syphilis. And this went on for 40 years, man.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Insane, it's actually true. And it is true.
And that's actually 100% true. Yep. So that's That was a short one.
In 1932, the Public Health Service working with the Tuskegee Institute began a study to record the natural history of syphilis in hopes of justifying treatment programs for blacks. It was called the Tuscany Study of Untreated Syphilis in the Negro Male. The study initially involved 600 black men, which 399 with syphilis.
So?
Yeah.
And it blew up from there and just went on for 40 years. And then instead of... so someone blew the whistle. Someone was like, whoa, this ain't right. Went public, blew it open. And then all the people that was doing these injections obviously got promoted to work for the president in healthcare.
Medicare,
so,
Obamacare.
Literally no repercussions because they was always working for the government anyway, so there was no repercussions on that.
But that's bad, isn't it?
That's madness.
Basically poison them, give them bad blood, long-term...
They were trying for ages. I mean, this carried on from... This was before World War II, went on through World War II and past World War II and into the 70s. 40 years.
40 years, man.
That's insane, isn't it?
And any results after that? Any, you know...
They were just trying to kill off the black American population, really, is what they was trying to do. Just,
They didn't do a good job, didn't they?
Arseholes.
Bit of good news. In 1974, all the families involved received a $10 million out-of-court settlement.
That's not bad, then.
Okay, so...
At least there was something out there.
It's bad, but to be fair, that you know, at least they got.
Yeah, I didn't see that bit. That's good.
They got 1974. They got compensated out of court settlement.
Oh, nice. Oh, at least it was something.
US government also promised to give lifetime medical benefits and burial service to all living participants. There you go.
All right. 4 years is probably a bit late. Fuck knows how many died from it. Didn't get any numbers up.
1974, that was.
Yeah. And it was 1932 72, so 2 years after.
It was 73 when a class action lawsuit was filed against them.
Yeah, that's literally just after it got blown then. Yeah, that's insane. What you got, Mayhem?
I have the German. You know I'm going to be talking
Come on,
about
Irish.
It. MK Ultra, guys. MK Ultra.
Baby.
This is the biggie.
This is the biggie.
How long have we got? Call your wives. Call your girlfriends. Call your boyfriends. Get out your dogs.
Because you might get a phone call in a minute, mate. You're my first contact, mate.
That's
going to take us at least 3 days plus one. See what I'm doing here?
Oh, this is all going off the top of my head.
This is MK Ultra, also called the CIA Mind Control Program. It's the code name given to a program of experiments on human subjects that we used drugs, basically.
LSD.
Mainly meth, everything, you name it. And the guys
mate. I've got the shit up. I've got the proper printed, typed out letters here, mate, all about that.
And it's the list of the drugs that the people were given is that long, isn't it? It's over 100 positions, isn't it? It's even more.
Thousands.
Entries.
They were doing it for like college students trying to make some money and things like that. They were signing them up to get into these health clinics to conduct these experiments. There was deaths. There was people going crazy.
11 years they was locked up for. 11 years it went on for.
Yeah, but do we know everything? Do we know everything about it? Because I think there's still something hidden, like not given to the public.
It's still going on. Yeah, I reckon it's still going on.
They
easily
focus on LSD-25.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, basically,
they were trying to get people to respond to, like, words. Like, so they'd be totally off the tits, and then you'd get a phone call one day, and they'd say bananas down the phone, and then they'd just go apeshit. They were trying to make it, like, specific, though. They couldn't make it specific. They could make someone go off the chain, but they couldn't make it, like, assassinate this exact man at this time at this exact place. They couldn't get it like that. Or could they?
Well, you never know. You never know. But, Winter Soldier. That's the good.
Oh shit!
One of the newest movies. That's the best example.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier. Man, that's all.
Yeah,
about
so
that.
That's how it worked. The book out. Boom.
Yeah. The weirdest sentences. Thing about that is the Charles Manson was involved with that, and that's why he did what he did.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
He was supposed to be a subject of MK Ultra.
Now, one of the branches of MK Ultra was the. It's actually now in those very famous series on Netflix. I think it's the Stranger Things or anything like that.
Yeah, that's right.
11. Stranger Things, the Upside that's Down, right,
yeah.
All that.
But that was a different thing. They were trying to open the gateway to a different realm or you know.
It was called the Upside Down. It's a different realm, basically. And the kids stumbled on it when they met the girl called Eleven. And this girl called Eleven, eventually they just called Elle.
Apparently, in real life, there's a real life 11 somewhere. But I think we can leave that for another.
Got me intrigued, baby. I've only seen season one of Stranger Things, but she got all the. She could do mind control and things like that, basically. And then if she went too far, she'd get a nosebleed. And
it escalates into in season two, second, and then a third as well, like so.
Yeah, and there's a fourth one coming. So that's quite a popular series, considering. But MK Ultra.
They have so many related projects to MK Ultra. But experiments on Americans.
Mm.
Okay. They spend an estimated $10 million, right? So it's $87.5 million in today's money.
That's a lot of drugs.
That's the biggest. That's the biggest motherfucking party ever. Like. That's the sesh. Like, you know?
That's some trippy shit.
Or did they perfect it? Is this where the Bourne films and that come from?
Yeah, there's no way they shut that down. They shut it down publicly because they got found out. They just fucking moved the area that it was doing.
Or maybe
code word.
Maybe they found a way how to do it.
Originally, the project was held in Canada, and it was in a place called Lincoln Park.
Yeah, and that was where Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington was supposed to be part
of. Yeah, they were all part of it.
And that was, and there was children and stuff getting undergoing the drug experiment. Then again, that's sort of like Hitman, you know, the barcode, the raised as fucking fighters, that sort of thing. So it was all done on children, and that was a bit more hush hush than the MK Ultra was more open. The Linkin Park experiment was, that was in Canada, in the forest or whatever, and that was all based on the same thing.
They have exported experiments to Canada. And they paid your man. Oh my God! They paid him good money. They paid the man nearly $500,000 for a year's work.
I'll tell you
today's
now,
money.
Wouldn't have been worth it.
Yeah.
Fill me up, Buttercup. Oh no, not worth it. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's paperwork involved, you can't really do anything about it. We'll give you $500,000 for this. Sign it, and he signed it. All the small print, everything's in order. He's given his body to science. People still do that now. All the right paperwork and things like that. But there was nothing like this for the MK Ultra. They was just injected and then just held against their will, basically. And then just put back on the streets. Mainly it was homeless people and things like that, I think.
What was that thing you told me to watch? Because it was on YouTube.
Rose, after posting that, it's a CPC Foundation. Is that the one?
SCP Foundation.
SP,
The SCP Foundation.
SCP, sorry. Yeah.
It's watch it on YouTube, guys. It's worth a watch.
No, definitely.
With the population, in the worst population, the homeless person.
Episode, though,
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
In the worst population, the homeless person disappears. That's it. Like, you know, no one's going to look for him.
That's the whole fucking thing on these experiments, though, isn't it? Getting people off the street, conducting. They've always been doing it. The CIA, the Russians were doing something like, you know, with the Russian sleep experiment. And all this horrible shit that they were doing during the Cold War. The CIA wanted to do their own thing as well. And that got brought out into light. It wasn't even a conspiracy. It was just hush hush. And then eventually.
What happened to those guys? What happens to those? I think they were soldiers. Russian soldiers.
There were Russian soldiers who were kept in an underground bunker. It was full of cameras and microphones so you could listen into the conversation. And basically, it just deprived them of sleep. And they had this gas that used to seep in. And it was a big, like, hermetic door that shut, so they couldn't get out. But they were, you know, it was all normal in there. The signed up
the
for it.
The gas was to keep them awake for as long as possible.
Yeah,
and
they
were promised if they survived for 30 days that they would be released.
Yeah, with loads of money and fucking places.
There was five of them.
There was stuff to do down there. There was entertainment, radios, TVs, etc. You could go down there, you could do what you want. You could use all, you know, so they had microphones in there and shit, and they was all talking to each other. And as the days went on, it deteriorated, and they weren't taking the food and things like this eventually.
And then
there was people, when they went in there, I think there was one survivor, want the role or something, when they went in at the end.
The scientist ended up shooting the commander and the last guy that survived, but as the guy was dying, he turned around and said, give me a blast of that gas.
Yeah,
they were highly addicted to it.
There was someone without a whole jaw.
Yes.
About the whole jaw down there. There was skin off them. Ripped. There was eating each other.
Organs all over the floor.
And I think the guy that shot them, I think most of the people doing the experiments, after they went in there and they smelled it and saw it, because all the cameras went offline, the mics were picking up some disturbing shit, like whispers and things like this, and just people going insane slowly, basically. So after like 2 days of not talking back or responding,
that's chill. That's gonna run the chill on the back.
After he shot the last guy, they all committed suicide, them guys that conducted that experiment. And I think even the commander went down to shoot the last guy, immediately shot himself.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Day 12, right?
Researchers.
Day 12. Researchers heard a response from a single test subject telling the researchers, "We no longer want to be free."
Yeah, that's exactly what they whispered through the mic.
Please give us more of the gas.
We are what you fear in the night. We are what lurks within that you don't want to see. Yeah.
Turn the gas back on. Unbelievable. Yeah. But that's what the Russians did. So you think the Americans were just, you know, basically just giving people drugs?
There is a true thing on that. I haven't got any notes on that, but if you look it up, the CIA did have an operation exactly like that during the Cold War, where they was doing the same There was taking people off the streets. There was strapping them in chairs. There was torturing them and things like that, seeing how far they could get them. And think just, you know, because the Russians were so far ahead of the Americans during this Cold War time with space the mind race. Control and things.
Everything.
The Americans were like,
started with the Russians trying to develop a drug that will keep their soldiers awake for longer, i.e. the Americans were doing it and the Germans were plying their troops with amphetamine.
Yeah, yeah, just keep them
and, up. And the Russians wanted a drug to keep to do the same thing, like, and unfortunately it all went wrong.
So yeah. How did it all
you can see the telly back, aren't you?
How did it all was revealed, huh? In 1973, during the government-wide panic caused by Watergate. Okay?
Okay.
They just start panicking and just wanted to erase everything, right? And then the guy said,
yep.
Frank Church.
Right.
Headed the Church Committee. Investigation into practices of the U.S. intelligence agencies, right? And one of the there's actually, I can't find out, there's a picture on web. He's holding a heart attack gun, CIA. Right?
Okay. There we
go. I'm going to share it with you guys.
I can see it on your screen, bro.
Yeah, can you see that there?
Yeah.
Right? Heart attack gun, right? And I was reading about it. It's absolute madness.
Right? There is actually the drug. Is this the drug that you can kill people, anyone, by a heart attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, they do it in like hotel rooms and stuff. I've seen this where they'll just be asleep in a hotel room, and you could just get a bit of cotton from the vents and just go it down all the way to the mouth. And you could put a drop of this stuff on like a cotton reel, and it would drip all the way down, and they'll be sat there like asleep, and it would just dump. One drop in the mouth, they've had a heart attack in the night. Wake up.
No. What
Everyone
about
comes
this gun,
in,
right?
Finds them.
Listen to that.
Yeah,
say.
No trace of the drug either.
No trace of it, yeah. You can't find it in autopsy.
Yeah, can't find it at all, no.
And that's it. Like, what are you going to find out? It's a boom, done. Dead body. Mm. Now, this gun, right, fires an extremely small bullet of ice with frozen shellfish toxin in the center, right?
Holy shit.
So there you go. Boom. Done.
So
frozen bullet, right? So you all you have is just a point of entry.
The blood. Yeah.
Did you say the liquid nitrogen bullet? Yeah.
No, ice.
Yeah,
It's frozen.
Liquid nitrogen in the case, isn't it? And it's just a one shot, and then it melts after.
Yeah, pull it out straight in, bang.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sick.
That's
sick.
So the latest report has been issued. It was issued on the September 28th, 1994.
Yep.
So that's the latest one. And the MK Ultra was run between 1940 and 1974, according to that. 1974. It's still running, basically, I think. They're still doing some shit. Well,
I've got to pay.
Now
the government's always up to shit.
There's several known deaths, right? One of them is Frank Olson. Olson was the biochemist. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he was given LSD without his knowledge or consent in November 1953 as part of a CIA experiment and died by suicide by jumping out of the window a week later.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man.
Jesus Christ.
Thrown out the window.
Yeah. A CIA doctor assigned to monitor Olson. He claimed to have been asleep in another bed in the New York City hotel room when Olson exited the window and fell 13 stories into his death. Right? And it was described as suicide. Which occurred during the severe psychedelic episode.
Anything involving the CIA / suicides is not
that's the worst suicide case ever, you know? Two shots in the back of the head, like, you know? Unbelievable. Yep. But that's me, like, there's more into MK Ultra. Oh. Like.
There we go.
We can talk about it. But this actually, it is. It's been confirmed, like, the government was doing that.
It has been
doing that shit.
So I was on the subject of the CIA. There was that Castro guy in the tropics islands. The CIA were trying to kill him, so they were sending cigars over to him. They found out what cigars he smoked, and they was putting little explosives in these cigars to try and blow him up. But he found them, and then they come up with plans to try and find this to put. He like walks on the beach. So he walks on the beach every morning. So they thought about putting C4 under every single like seashell and just blowing the whole thing up. And things like that. It was all doing like crazy ways, like CIA oops or some shit, man. Like, I had something wrote down, but so I didn't go ahead and it.
They were running drugs. They were running drugs.
CIA orientated.
No, guys, they were running drugs.
Is this a CIA drug running conspiracy in the 1980s? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the Nicaraguan
conspiracy, man.
The Nicaraguan thing, when they were trying to fund shit in the 80s, and the CIA run the whole fucking thing, and they were funding
something. Yeah,
and that was that to do with that guy you just said about committing suicide?
No, because, that was 1953.
There was a guy in this drug trafficking thing with the CIA that apparently committed suicide, and that it was off the court, and then he committed suicide at the right time.
Whistleblower.
Dodgy bitches, mate.
Well, whistleblower.
There was no such thing as whistleblower back then. There was the dead body in the woods.
You've got Edward Snowden, haven't you?
He's there.
Edward Snowden was in the NSA, wasn't he? And he's a famous whistleblower.
Say, Lily.
Yeah.
He's been on the Joe Rogan show as well. He went to Russia.
Leaked, isn't it?
And WikiLeaks. You can
we don't know where he is
up.
Now.
He's in Russia. Russian accepted him as one of theirs, and he lives in Russia now freely, and America can't do shit about it. They tried to extradite him, but Russia was like, "Fuck you, mate."
He was in the Danish embassy for a while, wasn't he? Over in the UK.
Eventually he was
over here.
Yeah, originally he was NSA.
Wanted him extradited,
and that was just when they was doing the wiretaps, phone taps.
You're saying this, so. Can you hear me?
Stuff.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, guys? No?
Put it in your
better?
Drink. Put it in your drink, boys.
No, I can't.
Put it in your drink.
Get rid of it.
But
yeah.
As Obama said, and Korn has the video as well. I don't know if you've seen a video. Can't remember the name, the title.
Video what?
You know Korn, right?
Yeah.
They have video about that as well, like, and it's so many messages in it. That's
subliminal messages.
Yes, and there's
yeah.
I can't remember the title. The
there's a song. Load out there, you know, that are supposed to be subliminal messages. Judas Priest, yes. the Queen, and that, but they've all been like debunked, man. Ain't nothing.
No, but they're actually openly talking about the. You know, all the crap their NSA is doing at the moment. You know, now you were mentioning the drug running by CIA.
Yeah, I didn't really go with that because you know, conspiracies to be true. Although it was one, it was kind of CIA heavy, but we've kind of just dropped into the Central Intelligence Agency like no one's business. So I should have fucking kept with that, but no, I didn't have much on it. It was just like, CIA drug running conspiracy, 1980s. Operation Paperclip. Then fuck me. Right. So the end of the Second World War, Operation Paperclip was in place, and when everyone knew the fucking country was fucked, all these scientists and stuff, you know, the people like Dr. Death. This guy was injecting dye into children's eyes to try and make them blue eyes, and you know, the worst of the fucking worst. The head of Auschwitz doctors and shit like that. They was all leaving at the docks. There was airports and that. And there was fucking American agents swarming all these areas and collecting them all to work for them. And you know, English were doing it as well. So they brought them all over to America, Operation Paperclip, to work for them because they were so ahead.
It was a secret program at the JIOA, which is the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency.
Yep, there was given new identities.
By the special agencies of the Army CIC. In which more than 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians, such as
worst of the worst,
Wernher von Braun and his V2 rocket team.
Yep, because the V2 rocket was the most advanced rocket at the time.
So basically, the V2 rocket team were taken from Germany to the United States for U.S. government employment between 1945 and 1959.
Yep, hell yeah. So they was all taken.
The former members.
The Nazis were so fucking
former
advanced.
Leaders of the Nazi party.
Yep.
The primary purpose for Operation Paperclip was the US military advantage in Soviet America, Cold War, and the space race. That's why they did it.
Yep, Wernher Braun is the main person.
Yeah, so they was. And they give them all new identities, and they were starting. Just these Germans were starting families and shit. There's the thing called the Hunters on Amazon, which this is about. and it's Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And there's season one at the minute. Hunters, highly recommend that shit. And that's all about Operation Paperclip. And it's all about all these guys are Jewish and they know about Operation Paperclip. So all these Jew hunters come together to take out what the and discover all these people.
I don't really want to talk badly about Russia, but at the same time, well, the Operation Paperclip was 1945. They did it, yeah.
Mm.
Right. So the Russians, it says here, the Soviet Union was more aggressively, enforceably recruiting more than 2,200 German specialists and more than 6,000 people, including their family members, with Operation... I can't even fucking say that.
Osovyakim.
That's the one. During one night, in one night, they took over fucking 6,000 people.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
1946.
That's because...
They were given a choice. They were given a choice.
20 years later, it was a Cold War, wasn't it? All based on these, Americans got a load of scientists, England got a load, Russia got a load, and now they're all racing to get to the fucking moon to prove to each other who's the best country.
Mm-hmm.
So America went to the moon, and Russia sent a dog up there. Poor dog. Bless his soul. Don't know what happened to that.
A dog is easily replaced.
Operation Paperclip was a fucking doozy, man.
So the JCS established the first secret recruitment of, obviously, the Nazi party.
Yep.
And they called it Operation Overcast.
Mm.
In 1945, it was to assist the shortening of the Japanese war and to aid the post-war military research. It was the first name given to the German scientists and family members for their housing camp.
Yeah, exactly.
Were held in Bavaria.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, there's a guy called Klaus Barbie. He was one of the fucking Nazis. Uh-huh. He went to Bolivia and he was living out his life quite happily, and he had an underground thing.
That's
there.
Not true. There's probably about a million pages of data on this shit, man. It's mental.
Eventually they found him and they returned this guy to France, where he died of cancer in a French prison for war crimes at the age of like 94 or something. He couldn't live to. But that was Klaus Barbie. That was 100% one of them. You can look him up. He's even on the game Ghost Recon Wildlands. You can go to his house as an Easter egg in Bolivia. I even did a video on this about 4 years ago. And there's a load of Nazi stuff in there, and you get all these files on him and shit. And now, that's really interesting.
We should have started from the Operation Paperclip before we went to MK Ultra, because that's all connected, guys. But who is running MK Ultra? They're all evolved. Operation Paperclip,
absolutely.
Project Bluebird, Project Naomi, Project Archico, and
all
the
trying
MK
to make
Ultra.
Super soldiers and shit. Uh-huh,
pretty much, yeah.
Everything's linked anyway, because it's all the intelligence services working together to try and make all this shit.
So,
man.
Don't you think that actually Nazis, they did win? That might be a strong word.
Nazis
say, right?
Were so...
They won World War II.
They were so
case.
Technological advanced. The scientists got out of there. I can't say a lot for the rest of them. But, you know, fucking hell, they did such horrible shit. Auschwitz was up and running. I went to Auschwitz in year 10. Walked along the railway, see all the gas chambers that they blew up and shit like that. There was glass cases full of human hair. Leather handbags, leather shoes, kids' shoes,
really,
and that was all in there.
When you see all that in front of you, it really does bring home just how bad it was for the Jews back in World War II.
Six million. That's insane. And then they reckon they see a U-boat
then,
leaving or a plane leaving.
So, like, I'm in my 30s. We're all in. Yeah, you're in your 30s, cuz. And you go, say... 18, 17, 18. They ain't got a fucking clue about what happened, mate.
That's what I was saying. One third of Americans don't even know.
It's a joke, mate.
6 million Jewish died in World War II. They don't know anything about it.
Their upbringing will be about the when America tried to steal the oil off Iraq, innit, and started a war.
They'll all cover stuff like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. They all do that sort of stuff. And World War II, apparently, to them, was they come over in, whatever, 1942 and just won it, basically.
They only joined World War II just because of the Japan being a threat.
Yeah, that's basically, it. They got involved, because of Pearl Harbor. So if Japan wants a stupid to attack, because obviously Pearl Harbor's in Hawaii, which is in the middle of nowhere, so they just went and kamikazed that, and then they went, right, we'll just bomb, we'll just nuke them twice as well. So it's Hiroshima and the other one.
That brings me on to my conspiracy.
Ooh.
Which?
Segue. Right. You want
it? Right. There's a, it's a conspiracy theory, and the name behind the project was called Project Sunshine. And basically what it was, in the wake of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, American scientists wanted to test the effects of nuclear radiation on the body.
Oh, shit.
And the conspiracy goes...
I'm just reading some of
them. Right, the conspiracy goes that America, the American government work of agents to steal dead bodies.
Oh,
conspiracy actually turned out to be true. What happened was is they were actually going out and taking dead children and body parts of young people because they wanted to test the effects of nuclear radiation on the human body as such. And that's over 1,500 over 1,500 bodies were taken without the family's permission.
Well, let me just
part of this experiment.
The main headline on what I've just read is more than 1,500 cadavers, most of them babies, were gathered from half a dozen countries from Europe to Australia in the 1950s for studies on the effects of radiation conducted by now the defunct Atomic Energy Commission, according to the United States government documents.
Holy shit. Yeah.
127 people whose bodies were shipped to the USA from the Vancouver area. Canada as well.
Yeah.
Fuck me, like, this is sick, isn't it? They'll do everything.
They'll do anything.
For the good of science. It's just for, you know, science.
And then, like, these are what have come to light because I've had no choice because whoever inside has leaked it or whatever. Imagine what you don't fucking know what they're doing. The things they're doing that you don't know about.
That's the thing, man.
1,500 grieving families lost their loved ones' bodies. Body part without permission, or even on some of them didn't even know that their loved ones gone missing. Yeah, they were literally burying empty caskets.
Mm-hmm. This is sick.
Thinking of their loved one is sick, isn't it?
So when you're expecting something, some of the conspiracies to come true, you know, you expect
it was
something to be like
and
really.
Britain, though. It wasn't just America alone.
Oh just yeah, America, they're always involved. Yeah, they're always swapping anyway. MI5, NSA, CIA, it's all the same thing, man.
Unbelievable. It's very interesting,
it's not normal,
isn't it?
Though, is it?
Whatever comes, you know, whatever turns out to be true, it's actually very, very dark.
It is very dark. That's what I mean.
Dark,
so what the fuck are they doing what you don't know about? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And all this shit's heavily redacted anyway, so if someone's like, freedom of information, so I want to know what happened during MK Ultra, they've got all this information, but what information haven't they let out? And how much of it is fucking just black ink, like Jason Bourne shit?
You get the black marker.
That's it.
There you go.
It's got the word, it's got
the
word
dot at the end.
Black with black is the zub, and everything fucking of any importance is just gone. No names, nothing. Then all CIA people, like, they go through some mad training as well.
So do they MI6.
Go to a place called The Farm, where they all, like, I don't know, 100 recruits who go there and only want to get through.
We have to brighten up the conversation, guys, because our listeners are going to be like, the fuck they're talking about, like, you know? Brighten up, guys. Let's go. Bring it on.
The Snow White conspiracy.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I'm afraid I actually to type it in.
Was there any dwarves?
I'll tell you.
Hip dip dog and shit.
In the 1970s, the Church of Scientology perpetrated the largest infiltration of the US government in history called Operation Snow White. Their goal was to destroy every piece of documentation on Scientology. Right? Here's how well they did. 5,000 Scientologists were successful and wiretapping and burglarizing 136 organizations, agencies, and embassies of the United States government. So Scientology, religion, all just fucking just went, right, we need to get all our information out of the government's hands, or it's bad on us, or names, because the government would have been collecting information on these people, because it's effectively a cult, not a fucking religion, man. It's weird, isn't it? Scientology. So they all just, 5,000 of them, got into 136 fucking government organizations and agencies. This is banks, Wall Street, CIA, fucking... Yeah, all that.
Coast Guard.
They was in there all, and they were fucking getting all their information out of these people and just fucking erasing it from history. That's insane. That's Scientology, man. And that's like John Travolta, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, are on that.
Yeah.
More than 30 countries involved in that operation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shit. I've just found a bit on here, actually. Yeah, more than 30 countries involved in that entire operation.
I only had a page full.
up to 5,000 covert agents as well.
It was to do with something called the Church of Scientology location. That's what they're raiding. LA, Hollywood, Washington, DC.
That's because Scientology, they've got their fingers in Hollywood,
movies. The raid involved 156 FBI agents. The most that had ever been used in a single raid, it lasted 21 hours, and they filled a 16-ton truck with documents and other items.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's one raid.
What? Yeah, they raided the Scientology and filled that up?
The FBI raided...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was why the Scientology raided them to get all that shit back and burn it, was it?
Obviously, yeah. The FBI raided the Church of Scientology.
So they used 136 agents, and Scientology went... 5,000 people go, and they invaded.
So basically, everything the FBI took a 16-ton truck and filled it with all documentation, whatever, and that's why they retaliated with 5,000 people.
That's insane.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's insane. Scientology ain't to be fucked with. You think, oh, space nuts, and then you go, oh, maybe. Secret government arseholes, whole shit.
We have roots everywhere.
yeah, that's fucked.
This is the guy that is the father of Scientology here.
That's
Ron Hubbard.
Him, yeah. He just wrote a book on it.
Mary Sue Hubbard and Ron Hubbard as well were both convicted and sentenced. They pleaded guilty in a federal court for obstruction justice, burglary of government offices, and theft of documents and government property.
Shit,
man.
But they only got, what, $35,000? And 4 years in prison, which is unserved.
That's not bad.
Petty theft in 1948 and fraud in 1978.
Well, Scientology for the win.
I'm actually afraid to put my name into Wikipedia here.
In July 1976, the judge also decided that the case against Michael Wolf warranted an investigation by a grand jury. So it went even deeper than it should have been at the end of the day. Like, FBI agents were actually involved in the whole sting operation as well.
Shit, I'm actually coming out on everything. Images. Ah, that's not me. I like this one. That's supposed to be me, guys.
You've had a haircut, mate. Oh, yeah.
Not us, babe.
Same eyes. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Anyone watching the audio, Mayhem's having a seizure.
I'm trying to have the same expression as my DNA brother in America.
So, just looking back into that... it was founded, this Church of Scientology was founded in 1953.
Yep, class is a religion, man.
L. Ron Hubbard's children consisted of Ronald DeWolf, Quentin Hubbard, Alexa Valerie Hubbard, and Diana Hubbard.
And it was his children were also in and put up in front of the cults as well. Mm-hmm. His son Wolf was pulled in.
Okay. Kirstie Alley, actress.
Mine's not. Isn't it?
Right? Erica Christensen.
Tom Cruise, John Travolta. They're the big boys.
Now,
they're in there.
The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright as well.
No way.
Yeah. Tom Cruise. Right. It's there.
I've got a list there for you, boys.
The chap that found Earthlink, Sky Dayton, is there as well.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going through the ones.
Right, so, yeah.
Daughter of Stanley Kubrick is there. So the guy they actually created the first land on the moon.
Oh,
he's there.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
Leah Remini. Kirstie Alley. Juliette Lewis.
The Masterson Jenna family.
Jenna
Elfman. This is a worldwide Kelly organization.
Religion.
Church of Scientology is everywhere.
Jason Lee. From My Name Is Earl, he's involved. There's loads of them. But back in the day, John Travolta and Kirstie Alley used to do films together.
Yeah.
Look who's talking now and all that shit.
Apparently, you can actually leave Scientology because I have a list of former members.
You can leave, but you certainly ain't saying nothing to no one.
Yeah, you can leave and you'll be fucking dead. But
there's a very interesting name. Tori Christman. She left.
Okay.
She's a whistleblower and critic of the Scientology organization. I'm actually going to save that link.
Go on, man.
Is she still alive?
Apparently, she's still alive. She's 73.
Because she got out and published. Yeah. She publicized it. That's why. So, it looked too dodgy if she went public and then she died of a heart attack.
Decision to leave. Oh, my God. That's loads, but I'm just going to save the name and we can come back to it whenever we were talking about cults. Yeah.
Cults, man.
See, the two biggest names that come up in here, like when I read all of flick through Google about this, you know, the Church of Scientology, it's Tom Cruise and Leah Remini.
Okay.
They're the top two names.
That's because they're the people that fund it, yeah. The big boys like Tom Cruise, John Travolta, they are like the main income of Scientology.
Yeah, but Masterson's family as well, because we have Christopher Masterson.
And it's just
based off a
book, man.
Yeah.
It's not even based on it. It's not even like a made-up religion. It's a book someone wrote on it, and it turned into a religion. So it's not based on facts. It's based on some guy's fiction. It's what some guy made up in his head, and everyone's on it now. But obviously, it's evolved into something else. Some government, they've got their hands in everything, like some sort of Illuminati shit.
That Danny Masterson's involved as well.
You know who Danny Masterson is?
Lisa Marie Presley is involved as well.
Guys, you know who Danny Masterson is?
She married Michael Jackson, weren't she?
Nancy Cartwright as well.
Yeah, right. The Simpsons bad voice.
Wife, isn't it?
Guys, just to point it out. Sorry, Brummy. Danny Masterson, because you've mentioned Danny Masterson, and the case, it's been really, really. I don't know. We haven't heard about Danny Masterson for a while, but
no,
Danny Masterson he was in that 70s show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's him, and I have him here, right?
With Ashton Kutcher in that.
With Ashton Kutcher, and then
I've got a picture of him now.
Yeah.
The ranch as well. And he left
Danny
the ranch.
Masterson. There you go.
So what happened there?
Okay.
Now, 9 hours ago, Danny Masterson makes first court appearance since June in LA.
Yeah.
Okay. So
rape, apparently.
Rape charges. Yeah. They're apparently politically
early
motivated.
Yeah.
So just to, if that was Danny Masterson, was one of those. Actors charged with the rape charges. What's the name of that chap from House of Cards? He went down. Danny Masterson went down, and other names.
The main guy out of House of Cards, yeah.
Yeah.
We
should know that, but our listeners are going to say, "Fuckers, those fuckers don't know what's going on."
He was in one of the Call of Duties as well as the main guy.
Kevin Spacey.
That's it, Kevin Spacey, boy.
Kevin Spacey. His sexual orientation, if you want to talk about it, he's bi, he's bisexual. So
he's a greedy bastard then,
He's a greedy bastard. He wants everything to himself. Dick jokes. Of course, we have to come back to the dick jokes.
I want it all!
And we've last, we had last 43 minutes without a dick joke.
He's been drinking some of that fucking water, boys.
But that's there's a scene in season three or season when him and my wife and the bodyguard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've been going through it, and there's four actors out of My Name Is Earl who are part of the Scientology thing.
That's can fun. I think of fucking two?
You've do got, you have, guys, anything else? What do we have? What else do we have? Oh, oh no, I don't like that. I don't like that nodding. Don't like
Canada. Canada.
Can we stop?
We're so paranoid about homosexuals working the federal government.
Right.
This is just a bit brighter than them. They were so worried about homosexuals working within the federal government that they actually employed a scientist to develop a gaydar.
Yes. Shut up. Canada.
No, yep, Canada.
Yeah. You are higher my dad, mate. He's fucking awesome at that.
It really happened. In 1960s, the government hired a university of professor... I'm right into
water.
It.
The radar is going backwards and forwards.
That's it, yeah.
Guys, this is...
The government hired a university professor to develop a way to detect homosexuality in federal employees. He came up with a machine that measured pupil dilation in response to same-sex erotic imagery.
They were pinned
my pupils would go the weird because I'd be like the rage.
Red. It'll be red.
You're sitting there with matchsticks like that, just holding your eyes open with your
Roy would have the same reaction, but it'd be because he was excited about it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is he would set off the radar.
Oh, yeah, it'd blow up.
Moving off to the gay frogs subject.
Water.
So, are we on to the funny ones now?
Okay, yeah, come on now.